Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Hi, folks. You want to save some money using promo code THELASTDROP? Of course you do. So head over to manscaped.com. Manscaped Performance Package is the best men's hygiene bundle you could ever receive. First off, you get the Weed Whacker, which is the electric nose and ear hair trimmer. I absolutely love this thing and have been using it regularly since I received the 4.0 Performance Package. But that's not all. You also get a pair of underwear that are just oh so comfortable, and I would know because I'm wearing them as we speak. You also receive the ball deodorant, which protects your family jewels from smelling like holiday drools. You also get the ball toner, which is a quick pick-me-up for whenever you want to introduce some style to your balls, and it's good for you when you're on the road. And last but not least, you receive the Lawnmower 4.0. This beauty is the personification of keeping your balls trimmed to perfection. It's cordless, it's waterproof, it comes with a 4000K LED spotlight to make sure you don't miss an inch of hair on those balls. This bad boy has specifically engineered ceramic blades to help cut through thick hair while reducing pulling, nicks, or cuts. Trust me on this, your balls will thank you. And that's not all. When you go to checkout, you can use promo code THELASTDROP, THELASTDROP, to receive 20% off. That's The Last Drop, THELASTDROP, at manscaped.com. As we always say, don't stop, keep pouring. Well, we're now also saying, don't stop, keep shaving, because your balls will thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the world, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I am your godfather, Whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the godfather, Crackbeer Cody.
Cody, I had to go back and redo my fucking top 10 list. I had to get rid of three fucking bottles on this list. It kind of pissed me off a little bit.
Wow. I don't understand why it would have pissed you off.
I really want to
go. Because they're being replaced by three even more premium bottles. I don't get... Why do I piss you off, per se?
Because I claimed these three bottles to be perfect, but it wasn't perfect enough to stay on that list.
Well, hey, just chalk it up as a learning experience. Your palate evolved, and now it's even more, you know, more advanced.
Yeah, well, so, you can kiss that. You can kiss that Silver Label G4 off that list. That ain't on there no more.
That's fair. Sounds about right.
That's definitely gone. That's really gone. Actually, yeah, this honorable mention list is about as long as the top 10 list.
I was about to say, yeah. That's going to be a long-ass list this year. That's true.
Holy shit. I still don't have this list in order, neither. I got my 10, though. My 10 is legit now. I'm comfortable with this 10.
I'm glad somebody started. I haven't started shit yet. I just kind of had, like, ideas about, like, at least my top three, maybe five, maybe, but... Overall plan on my top 10, I have no fucking clue right now.
I kind of knew it was going to be a little difficult, so I wanted to get a head start. And that forever early iteration of my top 10, it kind of was like, these are here, we'll see if we replace it. And sure enough, some things replaced about three bottles on there, two tequilas, one whiskey bottle on there. You know what, I think I replaced it with the same amount too, two tequilas and a new whiskey. So it all ends on a well, whatever. This is probably, I will say without a doubt, and that's going back between all podcasts I've ever done, or this is going to be the hardest top 10 list of all time.
Yep. I'm expecting it. Like I said, I haven't quite dabbled into putting mine together fully just yet, but it's not going to shock me at all when it comes to that point where I'm like, God damn, this is fucking overwhelming.
Yeah.
So I'm prepared for it.
I have the number one and number 10, though. I have my number one and number 10.
Number one, number 10.
Those are legit. Anything that comes between now, that's too legit to quit. This will not be quitting. This will be that 2 through 9 is where it's going to be like, all right. So you're going to be hearing a lot of this at the end of the year, people, because that end of the year time frame is coming up pretty soon.
It's fucking there. November.
Mid.
This is this recording. What is it? November 10th.
Yeah,
we're in
November.
around the corner.
Basically, like five more drinks left, to be honest. around that time.
That's why we call this the last call mode. You better hurry the fuck up.
Yeah, baby. Because, But you're going to hear a lot in that last review where it's just like, I mean, I could have replaced 9 and 8. I mean, probably didn't matter. But I'm going to make sure that, like, my numbers stick when I get to the nitty-gritty. As far as my honorable mention list, man, what a list. What a fucking list. I got to tell you. That list alone could be a top 10 any other year.
I was going to say, do you think that list would beat out any, like, previous top 10 years list?
Oh, yeah.
In my head, I'm thinking, yeah, oh, probably.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, hell yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like,
oh,
yeah, probably no, yeah, probably no brainer. Yeah.
But, you know, I will say this about my honorable mention list, too. It is the third time now that Otima Wine has made it on an honorable mention list, but never on the top 10. It always just gets edged out.
Just teetering there. Yeah. You know what that says to me? That particular spirit or pour, whatever, is not your favorite style. That's what that says to me.
Yeah, out of the 10. I love that Otima 92, but it just, you know, that port wine, is it's just a little hard to compete against.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Some of them heavy hitters when it comes to whiskey, tequila, and all the other gems that are on this on this list here. So it's just, you know, it's port wine. It's an easy sipper, easy to find, although that fucking bottle was like $70. I can't remember how much it was. And I killed that bottle. That bottle's gone now. But and I have no intentions of buying another one either, but I did buy another 20-year-old because they had them at Total Wine for, and I had a $10 coupon off. So I said, I cannot resist this light of limb here or whatever. So, but that's the only one I'm going to spoil as far as my honorable mentions list. Well, that and the G4 Forte or Silver Label, as we call it here. It was hanging in there for the longest, but, G4, I had a little something else from G4 that I had to replace it, and I was like, I don't know. That's it. Yeah, I said, this G4 is just a little bit better. And by a little, I mean a lot. Mm-hmm. A whole lot. Tall JB, he got some G4 high proof Blancos in his store now. And I think he was working late night, obviously, because he worked the late night shifts. And that motherfucker said he opened one of the bottles and he said, fuck, I was buzzed off one pour of that shit. I was like, it'd be like that sometimes, you know? That G4 don't fuck around, baby.
This is true.
Yeah. Hey, and I could have sworn Cody in the review warned y'all. You don't drink tequila like that.
But baby, I did say that.
I could have sworn you said that.
I did say that. Or at least something to that effect. So
that's his fault for not listening.
Yep. Listen, goddammit.
Listen to learn. Me, goddammit. Learn, yeah. Listen, learn, see.
Yes. L-O-S, listen, yeah. Learn, and see.
Yeah. If we could find another L, get the three L's for Cody. He'll be like, Kirk.
I don't like how that sounds. I don't like that. Yeah, three L's. Yeah, damn, three.
Ah, damn, Cody, you a loser. Ah, damn. You always losing here. Yeah, you look, learn, and lose.
Oh, 3L Cody.
He like Kurt Angle with the three eyes. You know, Cody, the 3L. Intensity, integrity, and interdimensional. I don't know. Something, whatever the fuck it was.
Yeah, should be read today, sure.
Transformers. Stupids in disguise. Anyway.
Transformers.
Morons in disguise. Not in disguise no more. Not in disguise. I mean, they boldly post shit.
Wear that shit in the sleeve, yeah.
You know what? Props to you. If you can wear stupidity on your sleeves and be confident about it, hey, man, all
night. I don't want to say I respect that, but I don't, because still, fuck them. But, yeah.
Yeah, so, this is the first beer you've done in a while, Cody.
Yeah, it's been a minute. We've done beer here in a while, man.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, people, welcome to The Lash. I'm your Godfather Whiskey, MJP.
I am the Godfather of craft beer, Cody.
Speaking of craft beer, we're going to be sipping on some craft beer today.
Right? Back to my roots, JB.
I think the last time you had craft beer on this show, I think you gave it a fuck.
Damn, I don't even remember. What was that?
I think you, I can't remember what it was, but I remember you speaking.
Damn, I gave it a fuck it.
Yeah, I don't think you, I'm curious now. I'm fucking with you. I don't think you gave it a fuck it. I think
I'm going to say, because I honestly don't remember.
I think you gave it a 1.5, because I remember you sipped on it, and you was just like, this is intriguing, interesting. They took another sip, and he's just like, yeah, this is getting worse now.
Yeah, okay, I got to look back. I honestly don't remember.
Here, I'll look it up for you, man.
So, yeah, please do. Yeah.
I'll look that up for you.
I know once you say it, it'll be like, oh, but, yeah.
Well, I got to remind you, too, because we do got a top five worst of. That's true, yep.
Yeah, that might end up on there.
Oh, yeah. Damn, was it really this long ago? Hold on, I think I found it.
I was going to say, we had a bunch of theme-type months recently, so it was probably, like 4 months ago? Five?
Delirium Tremens? Was that the
Delirium last? Tremens. That sounds familiar. Okay.
Damn, how long ago was that? Hold on now. Wait a minute.
Yeah, what month was that? Was that June?
No, dude, that was August.
August. Okay. Well, that's something that was farther. Okay.
Yeah, because September we did G4 month, so it couldn't have been that month. And then October was
So I know why it feels like longer, but okay, August. All right, August.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. That was a long time ago. That was half a year
ago. Longer.
Yeah, okay. That was half a year ago, Cody, almost.
Yeah. That's what it feels like.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. And I think the July that we did Transformers month again.
Yeah, yep.
We remembered Chicago twice.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What did we have on Remember Chicago too? Hold on, let me see. Oh, we did Celebrity Spirit Month that month.
That was Celebrity. Oh, that was.
Oh, yeah. Damn, we. And on that episode of Remember Chicago, we had Casamigos.
Yeah. Yeah, you might hear about that later. Yeah.
In December, maybe?
Yeah.
Wow, what was your last beer before Delirium? I think about it. Holy shit. Oh, tequila week. Oh, dude, it might have been May.
No. That sounds about right.
No, because May we did tequila month.
Nah, what were we doing in April?
Yeah, I guess we got to go back to April now. Hold on. Oh, we did champagne month.
Fuck. March?
We did champagne month in April. Hold on. Oh, there you go. There you go. Dude, have you only had two beers in this whole year?
I only had three beers this year. Is that it?
Oh, you had an abnormal rule breaker.
Rule breaker. Back I don't remember that shit.
Damn.
Okay.
Matter of fact, you went to San Diego to get that.
Oh, okay.
I think you liked it. I think you shitted on it, actually. I think you did give some.
I think I remember giving it. I do like abnormal, so I think I probably gave it a good rating.
I'll take this back. So that was your beer week, but your mix and match week on that month, you did a 20th anniversary of Pliny the Younger.
Oh, okay.
God,
okay,
I thought that was last year.
Okay, yeah. Because we did go up there this year. That's true. Yep.
Damn.
That makes sense.
Dude, you only had three beers so far this year.
Three beers this year. This will be my fourth, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, this will be your fourth. Wow. Yeah, you've had an abnormal rule breaker. Oh, wait. No, I take that back. I think you had Broken Skull this year, too. That was in...
Did I have Broken Skull this year? Really?
Yeah, you had... Oh, you know what? Yeah, you did. You had it on Mix and Match back in February. You had
okay. I don't know why I did that shit last year, but okay.
You had the newly released 316.
Oh, yes. I do remember. Yes. Okay, yeah. That one, the special release. Yeah, okay.
Which honestly might have been your favorite beer of the year for all I remember.
The special release. I totally forgot about most of these. The only reason I kind of remember Delirium, that's the most recent one.
And you had a... Beechwood Hayabusa Lager back on Super Bowl weekend.
Okay.
So that's February. So you've had five beers in total.
I remember probably two of these beers.
I want to say I remember you liking this one a lot. I remember you opened up more than one for this.
the Hayabusa?
Yeah, lager? Hayabusa.
Hayabusa?
Yeah, okay. That was the lager. I remember you opened up at least about two or three of them cans.
Yeah, okay. I want to revisit that then, man, because I don't remember.
I tell you what, Cody, you only had five beers. If you wanted to put one on your best of list, they all neck to neck to each other, so you ain't going to be.
That's what it sounds like. Okay.
So, wow.
Okay, so I didn't have any shitty beers this year. Okay, good.
I thought you didn't like the Delirium, if I'm not mistaken. But
oh, other than that one. I didn't hate it. It was just...
Yeah. I think you gave it like a 1.5 or a 2 or something like that. But it wasn't as bad as that Casamigos, which was a week before that.
So. Yeah, fuck that. Yeah. It's like,
You can actually see when Cody's last drop stopped for the year.
Yeah.
If you scroll
back. Yeah.
Because that motherfucker was giving, like, everything he had a last drop. He was loving this year. And then you could tell, like, right around, what was that? We did April, and then Tequila Month. Right around when it got to July, that's when he was like, oh, so half the year. He was like, yeah, I ain't feeling this no more. And that's thanks to old Mr. Ryan Reynolds, old Aviation.
Yeah, yep.
Started off that fucked up Cody's
it really did. It really did, yeah. Which is hilarious. I love Deadpool Wolverine. That shit watch any day of the week. But that Aviation Gym, like, okay. Just it's not even the best mixer because we buy Botanist now. That's what we mix our shit with. That shit's great.
I'd rather just use
great martini.
I really just use the Empress then gin. I mean, I bet Snoop Dogg and Dre's gin tastes better than that. That new one that just came out, though. I mean,
maybe. I don't know.
Hopefully, Cody, we can give this a last shot. What are you sipping on today, sir?
Well, I was sipping on. We had to go back this month to my stomping grounds, basically, out here in La La Land.
Corona?
I said this plenty of times. Yes, Corona. Good old Corona. Fuck Corona. I said this plenty of times. On this podcast, my top brewery of all time, my favorite, my go-to, is El Segundo Brewing. And today we are sipping on their Inspiration Hop Harvest India Pale Ale, their IPA.
And you cool feel thing inspired about this, right now?
Yes, I do. Oh. I do feel inspired. I'll touch on that in a second.
You want a funny note right now too, Cody? Mm-hmm. Well, not so much a funny note, but... Your inspiration there is the 300th episode here of The Last Drop.
This is really?
Yes, it's
number holy shit. Look at that. The 300th episode of The Last Drop. That's awesome, man.
I know we don't really keep track of that on here on The Last Drop like we did on the movie shit because I forgot what number we got up on. I think we was up to 500, were we?
Yeah, it was something crazy.
Yeah, it was something fucking real crazy. But we are
300, man. That feels good. That feels good.
That feels like we've drank a lot on this show.
No shit. With no end in sight.
I had a dream that the doctor told me not to have no more drinks, and I just kind of looked at him as I was sipping the drink going like, so is that starting now, or like, when does that kick in? I did go to a doctor, actually, whatever, for like my checkup and stuff like that. That motherfucker did ask me. So how many do you smoke and drink? I said, define smoking. Like, is that like cigars and stuff like that? She was like, yeah, that counts, whatever. And I was just like, no, then. I said, I've only had like 4 cigars a year. That counts? She was like, not really. I was like, oh, okay, good. Then yes. And then when it came to liquor, and I was just like, I don't really drink that much. And then when she turned her back to put her gloves on, I said, I mean, I do host a drinking podcast, and I drink every Sunday. And I was like, it's probably like 3 or 4 pours a week, maybe. She said, is it daily? I was just like, no. That was the hardest fucking question I got asked this whole week. I was like, is this a trick question? She's setting me up for something. So that's what I thought. So, but you came back to old El Segundo, which is funny because was that that was the first beer you had this year? Was the El Segundo 316? So
that's right. It was. Yeah. So basically, kind of come back full circle in a way because these will be the final beers I have of the year. The El Segundo beers. So yeah, which is kind of a nice switch up. Usually I do Bourbon County around these times, but I'm not trying to fuck with that this year. Just lay up that for a little bit.
Dropping soon, huh?
Maybe next year I'll come back to it. This year I'll probably hold off. And yeah. Not to say they do have some exciting releases coming up. I will give them that. some of the stuff does look exciting.
This year?
But yeah, this year.
What they got dropping, you know?
They got some single barrel bourbon cans, which is the first for their brand, which sounds exciting.
The last time you had a first from them, you gave it a fuck it. So, I mean.
Yeah, that is that, yeah, that's true. So, so I'm kind of a little hesitant, you know. So I'm just going to let this year pass. It's like a little pilot, I guess, year, if you will, for that particular vintage of Bourbon County. Dude, I'm curious about it.
I was cleaning out my, I think I already told you this like a week ago or whatever. I was cleaning out my whiskey stash and stuff from my whole stash in general or whatever. I found my one of my Bourbon County Eagle Rare bottles.
Nice. And also, I'm sorry to cut you off.
Oh, no.
I believe they're also releasing Bourbon County Rare again this year. I could be wrong about that. No, just Bourbon County Rare.
Oh.
Yeah, which is, they haven't brought that out since 2010. That was the last release.
Oh, so it's going to taste like shit then now.
And before, who knows? And before that, 2005 was the previous release. That was the first year of Bourbon County Rare. Mm. Yeah, I remember I had I've had both. I remember I tried the first one at a bar back in 2012. I remember Pasadena. This is like early in my craft beer days. Mm-hmm. And I was like, man, this is fucking great, dude. It was so hype trying that pour. That's a legendary fucking pour, man.
Yeah, I'm about
the OG Bourbon County Rare.
What the fuck was that doing at a bar? They ain't pouring that shit at a bar.
It was different back in the day.
Yeah,
it was way different back in the day. This is 2012.
Yeah, that's true.
It was quite different.
It was the year when we first met. So, okay. I mean, they ain't pouring that shit in no bar today.
What was it? 2012. I think it was 3 years later, actually. It was 2015, I remember. I brought out their second rendition of Bourbon County Rare. And that one was Asian Heaven Hill barrels for 2 years.
Okay.
And I remember me and my buddies, we flew up to Chicago to have Rare Day. That's the only place we could get them. Yeah, exactly. Remember Chicago. Was my one and only time this far time in Chicago. So it was like real quick. We were just in and out of Chicago, basically. Mm-hmm. But man, it was a great time. They poured straight from the fucking barrel. It smells so great in that little warehouse, dude. It was epic. I will never forget that time. Mm. Epic. Great fucking event. So now they're releasing again this year. So I'd be curious to see, you know, if it's on par with those previous two iterations. Mm-hmm. Who knows? I'm not too adamant to seek out a bottle. I don't really care that fucking much. But you know, if I see it, you know, if I have a little extra cash, I'll be like, okay, maybe a little Bourbon County Rare
for nostalgia's sake. I'll spend $40 on it. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do that. Yeah. Those bottles are more than $40, by the way. But yeah.
Yeah, they're like $49.50.
Yeah. I think actually the ones we got back in 2015, I think those are $60.
God damn. Oh, hell.
If I'm not mistaken, I think those are $60.
Oh, I think the variants that they have, like the Eagle Rare and Angel's Envy one, I think those are $62 though, actually.
Yeah, but the presentation of those are crazy. They came in this wooden box and it was nuts. Nuts.
Mm. You can keep that motherfucker.
Yeah, $6 is steep. It was delicious. I never had anything like that. It's a very unique pour, especially that second edition.
Yeah.
But yeah, $6 is steep. It is.
That's a future list in the making right there, when the second generation of a pour was better than the first.
Yeah. Because they were very different in my estimation. Very different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I always tend... later on, they tend to get better. Like when you get to like... like Stag. I used to think Stag Junior tastes like shit back in the day. But like I thought they got better once they started getting like up the batch 8 and 9 and all that or whatever and stuff. They just felt more well rounded and stuff. So but usually if it's only two batches of it and that first one's really good, it's really fucking difficult. Unless you're G4 Madeira cask. Apparently, most people say that well, obviously this year's was better than last year's or whatever. So that might be a list in the future here in the last drop, people, if I can remember some of them. Batches that were better than the previous iterations.
Yeah. Second go around. Yeah.
Yeah.
Back to the lab.
Yeah, back to the lab. Back to the lab. Yeah. So you're drinking that El Segundo then, huh, there, boy?
Yes, sir. So the cool thing about fresh hop ales and why we only see them throughout a certain period once a year. Mm-hmm. These are fresh wet hops. They don't put them in a little thing to cut out and then don't dry them up. Mm-hmm. These are literally just hops. They harvest from the crops, tear them out, put in a pot to make beer. So this particular year, they put in, let me see here, Citra and Comet hops. So I don't know what they put in. I don't think I had the one last year, but for this year, from Loza Farms, if the guys are familiar with that. So yes, yeah, so that's what they put in here.
I think I was, my ancestors was on that farm.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows? Yeah. My, you bullshit him. My, who knows?
I don't know what the fuck to say. I think they picked on that farm. So yes.
Yes.
Quite. Yeah. Well, El Segundo owned them. Okay, cool.
But the thing about this beer, if you're like an IPA lover like I am, you're going to love this beer. Because this is hops on your face. Dank as fuck. Super dank. Also, a lot of tropicality on the nose. I get a lot of pineapple right in the front. Pineapple. Boom. In your face.
I love when a certain aspect of humanity, a certain gender, hops on my face. It's wonderful.
We'll touch on that. Anyway.
Talking about
a lot of pineapple. Maybe like a kind of like a slight peach note going on back there. Papaya, real tropical. You smell this. It feels like you're right on like the Bahamas or Jamaica, something like that.
When you get to the resort, though, right? Not when you.
Why? Well, right, resort, especially Jamaica. When you're traveling through.
Yeah, okay, cool, cool. Yeah.
not Gem Rock Jamaica. Because you know.
Jamaica, we in the hood, right? I don't want a part of that Jamaica.
Nah.
I want to go to the resort.
Very fresh cut. You get a little bit of like the fresh cut grass going on. Mm-hmm. Not quite like pine, but like a fresh cut grass.
After a rain.
Very, fall. Yeah, a little bit. It feels very summery, which doesn't fit with the season right now, but I could totally see, at least the aroma, very summery. Very pleasant aroma. Love it. Going for the palate. Man, that bitterness level on this, I don't say this about a whole lot about particularly IP or any beer in particular, that bitterness is so perfect. It's so well-rounded. And it goes through the entire experience of the taste, the front, middle, and the back end. What you're getting is you get a lot of that fresh hop, and it's like a specific kind of bitterness that those fresh hops give. I'm assuming it has something to do with the freshness, but it's kind of hard to describe because I don't really drink a whole lot of IPAs that have this kind of complexity to the bitterness of it. This is like the most complex bitter beer that I've had in quite some time. Because this beer, the bitterness insinuates each level of the palate and each flavor profile you're getting. It's all in the nose. excuse me. I am getting kind of that pineapple papaya kind of note, but I'm going to also get more citrus on the palate, particularly like an orange or tangerine peel.
Shut that goddamn kid up.
And this is funny too, because I've sipped on plenty. I have had 2-4 packs of this shit already. I've been sipping this before we started the podcast.
Alcoholic.
Yeah. I had a certain rating in mind while I was sipping it, but thinking about it right now, and the more I sip on it, I'm getting more in depth with what's happening, what's going on. My rating is getting higher. I thought I had a rating in mind, but the more I sip on it, the more I'm thinking about it, the more I'm talking to you about it and the audience about it, it's getting higher. This is a very complex pour right here. And the cool thing about this one, if you ever been to El Segundo, if you ever tried any of the beers, there is a signature note in there that I have not tasted that anywhere else. This is El Segundo. This is El Segundo. This is El Segundo. This one right here, I'm not saying this is not, because I love that El Segundo kind of unique thing. This does not taste like a quote-unquote El Segundo beer to me.
This just tastes like Bourbon County, right?
No. Especially not 30.
That is Bourbon County. You're 30. So when I say Bourbon County, that's it. That's the legendary bottle right there.
Yeah, fuck you.
You can find that Total Wine still, people, if you want one.
The reason being, it might be because Elk's gonna literally do a whole lot of, obviously fresh hops are only out during a certain part of the year. They don't do a whole lot of fresh hop ales throughout the year. So that may be part of it, but this does not taste like a quintessential El Segundo beer for me, at least. But that's not a knock. That's actually a good thing. And it even sounds more like a knock because I love El Segundo beers, but that's a good thing because it switches up the profile. It shows you what this brewery can do. Yeah, we have this signature taste, but we can also do this shit too. So if you don't like this, maybe you like this. You don't like that, maybe you like this.
If not, then fuck you.
Yeah, exactly. Fuck you. At that point, just fuck you. You taste sucks. Fuck off.
You got COVID.
Yeah, exactly. but man, yeah. What I was originally going to settle at a 3.5 with this one, but the more I am sipping on this, that's and I can't 5. Say this. Yes, 2.5, hard 2.5, yeah. And I don't know, I don't remember going this in-depth with any other beer I've had this year, especially it evolving, especially the, it's just a very unique beer for me. Like, I haven't had anything like this year at all.
That because you ain't drank any beer this year, really.
Oh, well, that too, that helps.
It doesn't hurt. You traitor. Yeah, traitor.
But I think, yeah, just thinking about it, sipping on it more, the more it opens up for me. And like I said, I had 2 4-packs of this. I'm killing my second 4-pack right now. Yeah, this is getting a last drop.
A 3.9.
No.
Oh.
We can do the point shit. That's fucking annoying as fuck.
I give it a 3.987. It rounds off about
I got a 3.875.
Yeah, shut the fuck
does that even
up.
Mean?
At that point, yeah. They do movie ratings like that, people.
I can't stand that
shit. I can't stand that shit neither, whatever. Yeah,
you like it or not, goddamn shit.
Want to give it a higher than, but not that point. Yeah. Give it the 0.5 and just leave it at that.
0.5, that's it. 16.5. Yeah. Round that shit up, whatever.
How do you agree to something to be a 0.9, 0.8?
That doesn't make any sense. Just go for the. Just round that shit up or down. What the fuck are you doing?
I feel like we basically round up on this show, but yeah, most people fucking just, I just can't give it, can't give it that 4. I gotta give it that 3.9.
That shit annoys the fuck out of me. It shouldn't, but it just does.
It does. Well, the older you get, Cody, the more you realize a lot of things in life just annoy the shit out of you for no reason.
Hey, that's facts, bro.
Annoy the shit. Ooh,
buddy.
Waking up on time annoys the shit out of you. You just be like, God damn, dude. Just
I gotta talk to who today? Fuck. Yeah.
Sometimes you look out your window waiting for death to just knock on that motherfucker. Just I see you, JB. I was like, oh, thank God.
Tapping that sit that you
window. Yeah, just tapping it and shit. Yeah. Like, oh. And you praying that motherfucker, like, oh, finally. And only for that motherfucker to just keep walking away. Like, hey, where you going? Shit. Hey, shit, I drank 7 of those last night. Bitch, you better come back for me. Shit. Damn, shit. Life in general just annoys the shit out of me. I'm not gonna lie.
Shit, brother, you not lying, especially at some events this week. Goddamn.
Yeah.
So you
giving that a 3.72 with a quarter.
You give it 3.925.
With a percentage of 5%.
The second power.
Yeah, with three change off, yes. Right? Like $3 bill off, right? Oh, yeah.
No, this is getting the last drop for me. And I'm not, this is no bias aside, because this doesn't even taste like a fucking typical El Segundo beer or trademark El Segundo beer. They're doing something unique with this. The fresh hops do help. Man, this is a great, fantastic beer. Like I said, it's not one of those, going back to what we kind of prefaced in previous months, this is not a beginner beer. Yet have to evolve palate for this because there is a high amount of bitterness to this, a lot throughout the entire flavor profile, middle being the end of the tongue. So it's not for beginners. But if you're well versed, especially in IPAs, IPAs is your jam. If you haven't really especially tried like the fresh hop ales, they only come out during a certain part of the year. This is a perfect entry point to that. You won't be disappointed. Great price point. I got this for like $15 a 4-pack, 16-ounce cans.
Oh yeah.
8 a week, no brainer. Yeah. Great value. Elsa's gonna always hits out of the park. And this one is just another banger for that gem of a brewery. Once again, this is Inspiration IPA right here. Last drop.
That's a damn good price, actually. That's a really good price. So what's next for El Segundo? Should be, they just need to release a 30th anniversary bottle then.
I think they kind of did something like that, I might actually review. Oh, I'm going to shut up right now.
Yeah, it should. I
have to be quiet.
All right, quiet. Well, hey, you got you were back in the swing of things here. Next week is, oh shit, next week is Tequila Week. I forgot all about Tequila.
Ooh, I almost forgot to.
Yeah, I almost said mix and match. Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, it's the last Tequila Week, too.
Yeah, last Tequila.
And Tequila has been insane this year. So this last pour, man, I felt bad for it. Not going to lie to you. I felt bad for this last pour.
I feel bad for the last. That's why it's called the last call this month. As hey, this going to be Tesla Tequila or Milagros?
What's it gonna be? This going to be an honorable mentions or even worse than that?
You know what, man? I ain't changing my list. I need to find some middle of the road shit. I am not changing my fucking list no more.
Bring your ass in.
I need some middle of the road 2.5 shit. Okay.
JB has never had enough list switches. No more.
I didn't even think about Tequila Week this month.
You have more list switches than those people had timeline switches.
Yeah. Shit, I got more multiverses in my list than people.
I'm about to say, yeah, your list.
My list transcends.
Your list got so many goddamn branches.
Yeah, hey.
TVA can't keep it with that shit.
Cody, my list transcends bookcases and watches, okay? Yeah. All right, yeah. All right, so shit. You goddamn right. So, shit, I see a Matthew McConaughey in each of my verses, okay? So.
Crying his ass off.
Crying his little ass off. Yeah. Oh, people. So we're going to get out of here. We will be back next week for the last Tequila Week of the year.
Oh, man. It's going to be fun. Regardless of how it turns out, it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun.
So with that said, I am your Godfather Whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the Godfather of Craft Beer, Cody.
And like we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.